F for fantasizing and flatulence. Fantasizing has been on our list to be covered since a week or so, and it occurs to be a very general notion, but it's central to me for creation processes, because you can mark a certain theme, say animal dances, but then without a desire for actually exploring that term, the research will stay very dry, very conceptual. So how to infuse a process with a shared desire for fantasizing about not the research, but the piece in the making. That's always a central dramaturgical concern, I'd say. And curiously, or happily, on the very first day, we had a major breakthrough in the afternoon in a scene that is by now called the cow state, in the sense that apart from all the ideas we had imagined in advance, and here imagination and fantasy are perhaps slightly different, suddenly something occurred that everyone shared, everyone felt like something is happening here, and they could fantasize, not only imagine, but fantasize very differently about their relation to animals, their performing animals, sharing that desire to go deeper into that. So there's a different allowance happening there. And allowing for desire in a process is very important, I think. Then curiously, last week, after 2 weeks of rehearsing, so to speak, or exploring the cow state, which is as much a physical state as perhaps also a political state, we can speak about that later, the nation state of the cow. It was not quite drying out, but curiously, the performers didn't know like how to look further. It was the end of the day, they were a bit tired, out of ideas, and one of the dancers cracked up. And they were all a bit in a giggly mood, and then you see like a cow hop over from the one to the other side, and then another dancer cracks up, and they're all trying to hold their breath. And yeah, they're working their way through the score, and they know that at some point, when they're all through it, they will have to shift into the ostrich, which is another score that wipes the stage as a kind of curtain scene, one can say, with a frenzy of signs. It's a very frantic scene. And so they're all cracking up and giggling and holding their laughter. It's this light energy, and it affects the cows, definitely. And then suddenly one of the performers farts. And then they crack up all together. And this, the sound and the air of the fart kind of blows into the space, affects the whole energy, and suddenly they decide, well, this is the moment to launch into the ostrich. And so they giggle for the whole minute, kind of breathing in and out this energy and smell of the fart and the kind of sound of it, keep on giggling, and they reinvented somehow the whole ostrich and the cow state to that moment. So curiously, through almost the taboo, the social taboo of the fart, this kind of, this blew literally energy into their desires and their fantasizing about what that scene could be. Yeah, we had also a little discussion, and that's maybe then the political aspect of the cow state, or when possible, is the issue of flatulence. Because in Europe, cows, they're responsible for about 18% of greenhouse gases. So they produce a lot of carbon dioxide and methane gases. And some countries, they have decided to issue a flatulence tax to actually thematize ecological problems caused by the meat industry and by, yeah, the cows. So indeed, it's not just a physical state, but a political state as well.